The not obvious connection between how much we consumers are buying and our mortgage rates. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio. Two numbers from the Hidden Economic Connections file this morning. First, retail sales increased 0.7% back in September. That is more than double what the experts were expecting. So we have all been busy buying stuff, apparently, A. And B, 10-year Treasury yields spiked to the highest level since June of 2007. These two things are connected, and joining us to talk about it is Dr. David Kelly. He's Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how important is it that retail sales exceeded expectations in such a major way?
Well, I think the strength of the consumer overall is very important. I mean, these advanced estimates of retail sales are always a little flaky because they don't serve enough people to get the numbers exactly right. But what, even before this, it looked like real consumer spending in the third quarter was growing at a 4% annualized rate. And with these numbers now, it looks more like 4.5% annualized rate. So clearly, there's a lot of consumer momentum in the economy right now. And that does change the picture in terms of the threat of recession and also the picture in terms of interest rates.
Right, because the declines in inflation that we were seeing, rapid declines, seem to have kind of flattened out, right? We aren't making as much progress on inflation. And now we hear that consumers are very busy buying things. That doesn't strike me as a positive recipe for bringing down inflation further.
Well, I'm actually quite happy with the progress in inflation. Of course, it takes longer to bring it down once you've got it to lower levels. I mean, the big declines in energy inflation and food inflation are behind us now. But what's remarkable about this economy is we're seeing inflation gradually come down, even though there's plenty of momentum. And so what I think we're seeing here is enough momentum so the Federal Reserve doesn't feel like they have to cut interest rates, even though the inflation problem is, I think, actually going away.
The second notable number this morning is the yield on 10-year treasuries. It's hit north of 4.8%. Why?
Well, I think this is very much related to the retail sales number. I think people recognize that the economy is strong, the risk of recession has diminished, and if the economy remains strong into 2024, then the Federal Reserve won't need to cut interest rates at the short end. And of course, that pushes long-term interest rates higher. But of course, those long-term interest rates have an effect on the economy too. This is going to push mortgage rates up probably to their highest level since the start of this century. And that does, you know, make it difficult for the housing industry, for home buyers. So I think higher interest rates will gradually slow the economy. But clearly from the retail sales number this morning, not just yet.
Dr. David Kelly, Chief Global Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds, thank you so much.
Anytime.
And the extent of remote work has been sliding, according to census data. As of early October, just shy of 26% of U.S. households had someone working remote at least some of the week. For reference, the peak, according to Bloomberg, was 37% back in 2021. More than half of all public schools in the U.S. have law enforcement present on campus. Often that's in the form of a school resource officer, or SRO, who's usually armed and specially trained. Following the murder of George Floyd in 2020, more than 50 school districts ended or cut back their use of school resource officers. But school shootings have continued, including the one in Uvalde, Texas, last year. So some of those districts are reversing course. Both moves have costs. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes paid a visit to Denver Public Schools, which is bringing officers back.
On their way into George Washington High School in Denver,
Good morning.
Students pass a police car parked close to the entrance. It belongs to the school resource officer, who we couldn't interview. But Principal Dacre Davis says he knows the territory.
So our resource officer is the same individual that was here a few years ago before they were taken out of the building.
Denver's school board voted to reinstate SROs in June. They're employees of the police department, which says it hasn't yet calculated the price tag. The move comes after a local high school student shot and injured two administrators this spring. Principal Davis says SROs mentor students and are present as role models, but especially are there in a crisis.
If we are fearful that there's a weapon on campus, that response time is way different than if you had to call 911 and get someone here.
Schools with an officer present report about 30% fewer violent offenses than those that don't. That's from a study by Sean D. Bushway of RAND and the University of Albany. He also found schools with SROs reported an increase in the number of guns on campus.
which is probably, you know, evidence that they're catching things that weren't caught before. But, you know, it's not for free.
There's the financial cost of school resource officers. The country spends more than $2 billion on them annually, a mix of federal, state, and local funds. Then there are other costs. Bushway found that schools that introduced an SRO saw an uptick in student suspensions, expulsions, and arrests. That increase was larger among Black students and those with disabilities. And then there's the cost of how having police present at school makes students feel.
I remember I walked in and I saw two people with guns.
17-year-old Emerson Curver is a senior at George Washington in Denver.
And I remember being incredibly uncomfortable and getting away from that room as quickly as I could.
That room at George Washington High is just 15 miles away from Columbine High School, where 15 people died in a mass shooting nearly a quarter of a century ago. That's way before 14-year-old George Washington freshman Kaylee Trotter was born. But she still thinks about it and says she wouldn't mind having more school resource officers around.
Because you never know what could happen, and I think it'll just help keep control. You know, just be prepared, I guess. So you might as well.
Denver says as school resource officers come back, it's monitoring the data on ticketing and arrests. Data from the first 2 months show that neither have increased. In Denver, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.